Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If ever you need a good sense of humor, it's when you're about 11 to 14 years of age. That's when you find yourself in junior high or middle school. I was one of the shortest kids in our class. Almost overnight, the girls experienced a growth spurt where they shot up about 8 feet, towering over most of us boys. We were penguins in a world of giraffes. I was short. In fact, I got my good looks from my mom, my brains from my dad, and my height from an elf. I was so short that when it rained, I was the last one to know. I remember being teased about everything: my height, my clothes, my haircut, my pimples. It was a challenging time of life, to say the least. I got thinking of this when I started reading about one of God's most peculiar creatures. Chances are you haven't bumped into one of them because they live in the depths of the Antarctic and Atlantic Oceans where no natural light can penetrate. And it's a good thing. This fish is among the ugliest in creation. Its mouth opens so wide it can swallow a fish twice its size. They're called anglerfish, and the female anglerfish is 40 times larger than the male. If you're in junior high, take heart. You're not alone. Growing out of the center of the female anglerfish's face is a fishing rod, and you thought that zit was a problem. But God cleverly designed this fishing rod to attract the anglerfish's next meal. Hanging above its gaping mouth and gnashing teeth, the fish sports a lure that glows in the dark ocean depths. The source of the glowing light on the rod is bacteria that survive and glow by connecting to the anglerfish. The fleshy lure entices fish to bite, and when they do, they become instant fish and chips for the anglerfish. So, the fish and the bacteria need each other to survive. Speaking of survival, the puny little male anglerfish, which is up to 40 times smaller than the female, 40 times, has no fishing rod on his face, but he is more muscular than the female, so he can swim long distances to find a mate. And he's not afraid of commitment. When that male finds the right match with a single fateful love bite, he permanently attaches himself to the larger female, hanging on like a deep-sea hitchhiker. Yes, it's official. For the rest of their lives, usually about 30 years, the two will share the same circulatory system. The two become one. Sounds fishy, but it's true. You know, the anglerfish may seem like a monster of the deep, but it can teach us some profound lessons. Like that tiny hitchhiker, we are called by God to depend completely on Him. Jesus said in John 15:5, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." As His followers, we are called to depend on Christ, our life source. Just as the male anglerfish receives all his nourishment from the female, we receive all that we need, strength and guidance for each day, from Jesus. Our life is no longer our own, but is fully integrated with His. Next time you feel like a penguin in a world of giraffes, remember that anglerfish and lean on Jesus. And if you'd like to meet more of creation's awesome critters, visit our Laugh Again website and order a copy of the book by that title. Then let me know what you think. Get it? Let me know what you think. Okay, I'm done.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper: encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.